Andersen Worldwide, the global accounting giant that includes Arthur Andersen, had more bad news today. It announced that a key affiliate based in Spain will merge with another firm, and that could be a sign that Andersen is failing to keep its worldwide network together after the Enron scandal. The firm's U.S. operation is expected to announce any day now that it's laying off thousands of employees. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Andersen Worldwide has affiliates in some 85 countries, including the United States. Because of the way Andersen is structured, any of those affiliates are free to leave the network whenever they want. And with the firm's growing notoriety, that's exactly what many have chosen to do. Affiliates in China, Japan, Australia, and Russia have already jumped ship. Today, Andersen's highly successful Spanish affiliate announced it was cutting ties to the firm and merging with Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu. Arthur Bowman is editor of Bowman's Accounting Report.
These are very independent firms once they get outside of their own countries, and so each one of them was looking for their own best deal. In the Pacific Basin, it fell apart pretty quickly. Now Europe is kind of splitting apart, too.
One of the country's five biggest accounting firms, Andersen has been slowly unraveling ever since it acknowledged that executives in its Houston office had shredded documents related to its Enron audits. Almost 3 weeks ago, the firm was indicted for obstruction of justice. With its legal troubles growing worse, Andersen has announced it wants to pare down its U.S. operations, getting rid of non-auditing businesses such as tax work and consulting. But it's tried hard to maintain a strong global presence. In March, it said it wanted to merge its worldwide network with that of its longtime rival, KPMG. But the defections of so many affiliates have killed the idea, says Andersen spokesman Charles Leonard.
The worldwide partnership had attempted to take as many member firms as possible to a single place, that being KPMG. It now appears that that's unlikely to occur, but the end result is still the same. There will likely be four big accounting firms left in the world.
The meltdown of its global network will make it harder for Andersen to hold on to clients in the months to come, says Jonathan Hamilton, assistant editor of Public Accounting Report. Hamilton says big companies that do business all over the world like to hire auditors who have a multinational presence.
If there's a firm who has global operations and you don't anymore because of this whole thing related to Enron, you know, it's one more thing for a client to look at and say, okay, why are we with these guys now?
And for Andersen, that can only make a bad situation worse. In recent months, the firm has lost more than 100 clients. The defections yesterday included the consumer products company Newell Rubbermaid and Trump Hotels and Casinos. By some accounts, this has caused a cash flow problem, and the firm is expected to announce this week that it's laying off as many as 6,000 people by some estimates. Andersen says it's lost only about 10% of its client base, but with so many foreign affiliates leaving, that number can only grow. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.